Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11 to 18. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today. My theme for reflection is the danger of forgetting. The danger of forgetting. There is an old story of a turtle who, after years of dreaming, finally managed to hitch a ride on the back of an eagle. As they soared high above the ground, the turtle was overcome with excitement. "Look at how high I have climbed," he boasted. "Look at how far I have come on my own." The eagle chuckled and simply let go. Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 18 speaks to this very human tendency to reach a place of comfort, security, and success, and then forget how we got there. Moses, addressing the Israelites as they stand on the verge of the promised land, warns them against a particular kind of amnesia, forgetting that every good thing comes from God. He tells them that prosperity is not the problem, forgetfulness is. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, then your heart be lifted up and you will forget the Lord your God. The Israelites had spent 40 years in the wilderness, utterly dependent on God. Manna had appeared each morning. Water had flowed from unexpected places. Their survival had been a daily reminder of God's provision. But Moses knew that in the land of abundance, this dependence could easily be replaced by self-reliance. They would harvest crops, build wealth, and be tempted to say, "My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth." Doesn't this sound familiar? When we struggle, we cling to God. But when life gets easier, we subtly take credit for our success. We assume our hard work, intelligence, or good choices brought us here, and we forget the one who carried us. Wealth, stability, and success can be as dangerous as they are desirable, because they can make us spiritually forgetful. I remember a businessman who once shared how, in his early years, he had nothing and prayed constantly for God's provision. He worked hard, and over time his business thrived. But as success came, his prayers diminished. He did not reject God, he just didn't need him in the same way. It wasn't until a financial crisis forced him to his knees that he realized how much he had forgotten. I was never self-made, he confessed. I was just too comfortable to remember who had been sustaining me all along. This passage is not just a warning, it is an invitation to gratitude and humility. Moses tells the Israelites, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth." Every good thing, our jobs, our families, our talents, even our ability to work, flows from God's grace. Remembering this keeps our hearts aligned with Him. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "The moment you have a self at all, there is the possibility of putting yourself first, wanting to be the center, wanting to be God." In fact, that was the sin of Satan, and that was the sin he taught the human race. Forgetfulness leads to pride, and pride leads us away from God. This is why Lent calls us back to remember, to repent, and to realign our hearts with God's purposes. So what does this mean for us today? It means examining our attitudes toward what we have. Do we see our resources as a trust from God, or as something we have earned and deserve? It means practicing gratitude, not just in words, but in action. It means using our blessings to bless others, ensuring that wealth and comfort never make us blind to the needs around us. This Lent, let us not only fast from food or luxuries, but let us also fast from forgetfulness. Let us cultivate the habit of remembering that all we have is a gift, given not just for our benefit, but for the good of the world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways have I been tempted to take credit for what God has provided in my life? Number two, how can I use my blessings to serve and uplift others rather than becoming spiritually complacent? Let me end with a practical exercise for today. Make a gratitude inventory. Write down 10 things in your life that you are thankful for, particularly those that you may have taken for granted. Then find a tangible way to share one of these blessings with someone else today, whether through generosity, encouragement, or service. Lord, forgive us for the times we have forgotten you in seasons of abundance. Teach us to remember that all we have comes from your hand. Keep our hearts humble and our spirits grateful. May we use what you have given us to glorify you and to bless others. Help us never to trust in ourselves more than we trust in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.